రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 7 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 42. తథార్థం పశువత్ పాశబంధం అవాన్ముఖం కర్మ జుగుప్సేతినా అవానముఖం కర్మ జుగుప్సతి జుగుప్సితేన
కర్మ జుగుప్సితేన
నిరీక్ష కృష్ణాపకృతం గురో సూతం వామ స్వభావ కృపయా ననామచ తథార్థం పశువత్ పాశబద్ధం అవానముఖం కర్మ జుగుప్సితేన నిరీక్ష కృష్ణాపకృతం గురో సూతం
పశువత్
లైక్ ఎన్ ఎనిమల్
పాశబద్ధం
టైడ్ విత్ రోప్స్ అవాక్ముఖం
Without a word in his mouth.
Karma. Activities.
Jugupsitena.
Being heinous.
Niriksha.
By seeing.
Krishna.
Draupadi.
Apakartam.
The doer of the degrading.
Guru.
The teacher.
Sutam.
Son.
Vama.
Beautiful.
Swabhava.
Nature.
Kripaya.
Out of compassion.
Nanama.
Offered obeisances.
Cha. And.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Shri Suta Goswami said, Draupadi then saw Ashwatthama, who was bound with ropes like an animal and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well behaved, she showed him due respects as a Brahmana. Please repeat. Shri Suta Goswami said, Draupadi
then saw Ashwatthama,
who was bound with ropes,
like an animal,
and silent,
for having enacted
the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature. And due to her being naturally good. And well behaved. She showed him due respect. As a Brahmana. Purport. Ashwatthama was condemned by the Lord himself, and he was treated by Arjuna like a culprit, not like the son of a Brahmana or teacher. But when he was brought before Srimati Draupadi, she, although begrieved for the murder of her sons, and although the murderer was present before her, could not withdraw the due respect generally offered to a Brahmana or to the son of a Brahmana. This is due to his mild nature as a woman. Women as a class are no better than boys, and therefore they have no discriminatory power like that of a man. Ashwatthama proved himself to be an unworthy son of Dronacharya or of a Brahmana, and for this reason he was condemned by the greatest authority, Lord Shri Krishna. And yet, a mild woman could not withdraw her natural courtesy for a Brahmana. Even to date, in a Hindu family, a woman shows proper respect to the Brahmana caste, however fallen and heinous a Brahma Bandhu may be. But the men have begun to protest against Brahma Bandhus who are born in families of good Brahmanas, but by action are less than Shudras. The specific words used in this shloka are Vama Swabhava, mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwatthama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean that he is as good as a genuine Brahmana. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tathartam Pashuvat Pashabaddham Avan Mukham Karma Jugupsitena Niriksha Krishna Prakratam Guruha Sutam Vama Swabhava Kripaya Nanamacha. Sri Suta Goswami said, Draupadi then saw Ashwatthama, who was bound with the ropes like an animal and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well behaved, she showed him due respects as a Brahmin. This very interesting nature of a well-behaved, well brought up. So everything depends on your upbringing. You know. It's from the old times. This happened almost 5,000 years back. So you can see more than 5,000 years back, in fact. So you can see the difference in behavior at that time and now, you know. Ashwatthama, who killed her sons, and she was grieving, and then Arjuna comes and assures her that he will bring his head. And then he says, you can stand on his head and take bath after the final rituals of her sons. So everything happened. Arjuna did not bring his head. He brought him the whole thing. You know, Arjuna was asked by Krishna to kill him. But Arjuna himself being a devotee, he was also compassionate. So he thought, let me not do this. I had promised Draupadi to bring him. So let Draupadi decide what she wants to do. You know. So he himself, you know, sort of got away from the responsibility. And when it comes to Draupadi, now she is waiting for the head of Ashwatthama, but the moment she sees Ashwatthama, she is paying her respect. She bows down and pays her respect because she is so much used, you know. It's like somebody is coming to your home and you are respecting him all the time, or if you are meeting them anywhere. But because of some incidents, the nature doesn't change so suddenly, you know. That this shows the great compassion that the Draupadi had, you know. The tolerance. It's the tolerance, you know. Krishna says in second chapter, We should tolerate, we should learn to tolerate. All these problems will be there. Sukha, dukha. Like summer and winter, he explains. So same way here, see now, Draupadi is totally affected, directly. You know, we feel bad about somebody else's son dying. And our own son dying, I mean, it's a really bad situation. But still, he has maintained her composure. Not only that, you will see in next shloka that how she behaves. So this is called upbringing. This is how the children has to be brought up. And of course, Srila Prabhupada in his purport says that she was okay. Women are like that. But men are not like that, he says. Men are discriminating. You know, immediately, like Arjuna did not say, okay, you killed our sons, I will not do anything. I will talk to Draupadi and, you know, pacify him, her or something. No, he immediately took action. Half action, but still at least he brought him, tying him with ropes like an animal. Pashabaddham. Pashuvat. You know, Pashuvat Pashabaddham. Pash means rope. Avan Mukham. Now imagine all this time Krishna is talking to Arjuna and he brought her. Ashwathama did not say, please leave me. I will not do it again, you know, like generally the culprits will do. He just simply quiet because he knows that he has done something horrible. Especially when Duryodhana also rejected him. Duryodhana did not like this idea of killing the sons. He had done everything to please Duryodhana and then he got chastised by Duryodhana himself, you know. So imagine his situation. So his avan mukham is not talking. Why? Because he done some horrible thing. Karma, what kind of karma? Jugupsitena, heinous, not accepted. Then, after seeing him, Draupadi, Krishna, Draupadi's other name is Krishna. The Guru Sutam, the son of the spiritual master, he has done something, what? Aprakritam. Aprakritam. Horrible thing. But Draupadi is having Vama Swabhava. Vama, very mild, very beautiful. And it's generally, you know, we see that it's very difficult to step out of your own nature. Very difficult. You may have to sometime, you know, sometime it happens. Some people are very peaceful. You never see them angry. But then suddenly at one point something happens in their life and you can see that anger. You know, it's all inside. But then as it's like, you know, there is a rubber membrane, rubber sheet or something. Now somebody is trying to poke with a sharp thing. So it will be stretching, you know, just stretch a little and then ultimately at one point it keeps on stretching and then it breaks. So our tolerance is like that. You know, however tolerant we are, so when somebody starts poking, that at one point we break. So how to deal with this? So the formula given, the process given, or the solution given is that you increase, this is at this height now and it is poking, this is at this height, so that they are at the same height now. So instead of making the rubber more flexible, you move the level up. So now this is here and this is here, so there is no more contact. Till, of course, so you keep raising your level, that's what Krishna says. You increase your tolerance level, that's called tolerance level threshold. Threshold means the limit. So if once we learn to do that, then whatever happens in the world, we are not disturbed. Like Jada Bharata. You are simply eating, sleeping and enjoying. life under a tree, you know, he was not bothered about anything. He is not taking bath, he is not, you know, to worry where he is to go for job, or people will simply give him food and he will eat and live there, you know. But he will tolerate, because it's not easy to live under a tree, you know. But he was not bothered. Like that we see so many. Sudama, another classic example of tolerance level. So same way here now, Prabhupada says that if somebody is blaspheming or something like that, we should not accept it. You know, we should not. Especially he says, one must have a good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and thereby accept. This Prabhupada is talking about from the point of view of accepting some bogus gurus, accepting some bogus system, you know, saying that, oh, okay, it's all right, everything is same, you know. You have to go for the bona fide spiritual master, one who is connected in the parampara, not that anybody and everybody. Okay. And then he said, just because somebody is born as a brahmana or something, you accept him as a brahmana. No, you have to see his nature, you have to see how he lives, everything. So it's like, you know, accepting what Draupadi did, but at the same time saying that we shouldn't follow it blindly, you know, but okay, forgive anybody. Especially, it says, the scripture says, if somebody is blaspheming a devotee or the Lord himself, then we should not stand there and just watching that fun, you know. Not watching it as a fun. We have to react. What is the reaction? Either you stop that person, defeat that person with arguments, a discussion, or kill him, or just go from that place, you know. Close your ears and go from that. Don't keep standing there listening to all that. That's the thing. So same way here. Of course, this is a different situation, and this happened in a different age, different time. But certain things are common, like, you know, fundamental. You cannot keep on changing them. So to be a good natured is a very good thing. But you should not become dumb. That's what he's saying, Prabhupada is saying. That don't become dumb, like a dumb, accept everything. Use your discretionary power. Okay. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, let's hear that. Hare Krishna. Thank you.